Are you ready to take your message, your business, and your life to the next level?
Want to learn from someone with more than a decade of experience, training tens of thousands of people from all around the world?
Hi, Cliff. This is Pauline from Auckland, New Zealand.
John from Calgary, Alberta.
Amy Porterfield.
Michael Hyatt.
Dan here from Dunedin, New Zealand.
Ray Edwards.
Mark Mason.
Mike Stelzner.
Pat from Smart Passive Income.
It's Darren from Melbourne, Australia.
Now is the time to live the life of your dreams and do the work you feel most called to do in the world.
Welcome to the Cliff Ravenscraft Show.
Here's your host, Cliff Ravenscraft.
Well, hello and welcome back, my friend, to another episode of the Cliff Ravenscraft Show. And in today's podcast episode, I'm going to share with you a coaching conversation that I did with a wonderful friend and longtime client, Freya Casey. Now, Freya Casey is an amazing vocal singer and teacher and educator, YouTube channel, over 260,000 subscribers, and she's built an incredible business teaching people around the world how to use their voice more effectively and even how to excel in their singing, whether it is as just something that they do for fun or even professionally. Now, another aspect of Freya Casey is that she is an entrepreneur, a female entrepreneur, but also a single mom. And today she asked me, or actually this week she asked me, would you be willing to be a guest on a brand new podcast that I'm launching for single mom CEOs? And I said, sure, I'd love to be a guest. And she goes, do you mind if we do a coaching session, kind of like what you typically do for me? And I think it'd be a great way to see, you know, the kind of interactions you and I have. And I think a lot of people will resonate with whatever it is that comes out in our coaching conversation. And I'm like, great, how long do you want to go? And she said, how about an hour? And I said, okay, wonderful. We normally do 90-minute one-on-one coaching sessions, but I knew that she wanted to fit it within the format of her podcast. And I'm like, sure, let's do this. So what you're about ready to hear is that entire one-hour coaching session. I had no idea going into this exactly what we were going to talk about or what direction the conversation would go. One of the things that I do when I'm coaching folks is I have a little bit of an idea about who they are and what they're going after, because typically they either fill out a questionnaire or they've just completed an application or they're an ongoing client where I've been working with them for quite some time. But I never show up thinking, okay, this is exactly where I'm leading you today. In fact, I am letting you kind of choose the destination, and based upon that and the amount of time we have, I then choose which path do we go down. Without setting up anything more, I'm going to let you come into this coaching conversation the kind of the same way I did and just see how it unfolds. So Freya, what do you want to chat about today?
First of all, let me give you a little bit of an update. So I, after years of contemplating and not pulling the trigger because I had this major imposter syndrome, I finally did what was in my heart for all these years. And I'm branching out from my singing coaching business, which is going really well. I've taken it to six figures. But of course, I have really big dreams and I want to take it much beyond. And I've been wanting to branch out and get more into the realm of having a mastermind group and connecting with other entrepreneurs. And in one of my recent hot seats in our mastermind group, it was very apparent, very obvious that my heart is really in that space of, you know, helping single moms just like me, because I have a lot of experience. Almost 12 years of being a single mom and being self-employed and doing everything on my own while, you know, building this business to where it is now. And I feel really good. I feel confident. And there are also a lot of things I plan in the next 2 years. And that's where some level of anxiety comes in. Maybe it's not anxiety, but these are questions that keep coming back that I don't have an answer to yet, which I'm okay with not having answers like right now to everything, because I know it'll open up as things unfold. But I just, here's my thing. So far in my life, I can actually say I have gotten everything that I have ever wanted. When I wanted something and I was really convinced that this is what I want to go for, I took the action, and I was always, I had a lot of tenacity keeping my eye on the end goal, no matter what the obstacles were. If I really wanted something, I just made sure I got to it. However, and this is, it seems to be kind of my theme in my life, I was always, quote unquote, a late bloomer in a lot of things. I feel always like I'm a little late for everything. And I'm like, I wish I had started my business sooner. I wish I had started my email list sooner. I wish I had pivoted sooner. I wish I had started having kids sooner, which I wouldn't change anything now. But, you know, I would have had 10 kids if I had met the man of my dreams when I was 20 years old. Probably I would have been like, let's have another and let's have another and let's have another. And on the way, I'm still writing books and I'm having a business and all that stuff. But I feel almost like my life is going to be too short to see all these dreams that I have fulfilled. I know I'm going to get there. I have no doubt I'm going to get there, but I don't want to get there when I'm 80 years old, because, you know, I'm in that stage of life right now with small children, possibly wanting to add another. Now it really counts. And I need things to happen just more quickly. And I just feel like, I'm always, it's just, why is it like, why is it going so slowly? What am I not doing, or what is blocking me from just finding that potential that I know a lot of other people, I see them do it too, but like, why is it for me always this really slow and steady, but I feel like a turtle sometimes. Like, I'm just going slowly and I see everyone up there and I'm like, my life isn't going to be long enough to see all these things, because I want to have these dreams. I want to get to that level of revenue, and I want to get to, specifically now, in the next 2 years, I want to have another child. I want to move to the United States with an investor visa, building a business there. In order to do that, like you always say, that RFE, revenue fixes everything. In this case, I'm just going to need a lot more help. I know it's possible, but it is only possible when I have that help, and all that help will require more cash. And I just feel like, I don't know, it's taking too long already. I've, like, with the embryo adoption, the next transfer, like all these bills keep coming up, and it's like, you know, like waiting for the right time, and it's like, it's never enough. Like, how do I get out of that cycle of like always being like lagging behind? I feel like I'm always lagging behind.
So given the fact that we have about 54 minutes left, the desired outcome for this conversation is, how do I get out of the feeling like I'm always lagging behind? Or is there another intended outcome from this conversation?
Yes, on the one hand, it's how do I get out of that feeling of lagging behind so that I can take, how can I, you know, I feel like there is this treasure chest. It's buried in the ground and I can't quite get to it. I know it, I can reach it, but, and I know how to, but my shovel is small and I just need to get a larger shovel to uncover the path that I need to take to get exactly where I want to go. And that's, it feels like to me, it's always like, I see the path, but I just can't dig fast enough. Like, I want to find that larger shovel of, how do I take the right action? How do I find that? You know, how do I help myself find that? Because I know a lot with what I know. Whatever I don't know, I need to find a way to learn it. And I think it has a lot to do with my, you know, self-imposed limitations, probably, because this is where I'm comfortable. This is what I'm used to. But I just don't know how to uncover that.
Okay, so there are two potentials we could focus on with the rest of our conversation. One, we could go down the route of how do I get out of the feeling like I'm lagging behind? That would be an entirely unique path of conversation to get to that destination. Then there's a convergent path we could go down. It would be different from the other one, and it may bring in elements of the first, but it's a completely different path. And that is, how do I find a bigger shuffle to get to the treasure that's underneath? Meaning, in another way of saying that is, how do I take the right actions to get to the treasures?
Yeah, the latter.
Okay. So tell me, what are the treasures that you imagine are just underneath the surface? What are the treasures?
It's me being the business owner who scales a lot, who is a leader of an amazing team that experiences faster growth because I have the right team. And because I have the right team, that opens more resources. I feel like I'm in this loop of, well, I need money to have the team, but I need the team to have more money to do all the things that I want to do that I know are going to result in the revenue. And that's, by the way, that is something I really desire. I know some, you know, I know, for example, you love being an actual solopreneur, but I feel like I absolutely love having a team and having, you know, being in this role of I'm the face, but I love having a team behind me that supports me in that way.
Okay. So what I hear is that the treasure that you recognize that is available to you, but you just haven't figured out the right shovel or the right actions to get it, is number one, you're the business owner that scales a lot. You have the right team, and the team brings more resources, such as financial resources, so it can continue to scale. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So I need a definition of what you mean by scales a lot. So when I say, what is the treasure? You said being the business owner that scales a lot. So tell me more. What does that mean?
Well, in terms of revenue, I want to get to $1 million revenue a year. But my next goal really would be within, you know, in the next few months, I really want to scale to where it's 20K of profit monthly. So that would be the first stage. And then, you know, next year I'll take it to the next. But this year, if I could get to the 20K revenue, or not revenue, 20K of profit, which that's, you know, that is kind of the catch sometimes, because, you know, if I spend more money on team, I can scale and take the revenue up, but it's all about what am I getting back from it. So the 20K profit, so that I can do all the things I need to do in the US. You know, like I have started the process to start an LLC, and then I will have to start investing. And my older daughter, she really is like, she wants to go to the States, and I want to go to the States. And I just don't want to tell her all the time. It's going to be like 2 or 3 years. I would like to do that in the next year and a half or so.
Well, that would tap us back into the other conversation of how do I get out of this feeling that I'm lagging behind. But for right now, I'm going to stay on one path directly, and that is helping you figure out what shovel is necessary or what right actions are necessary for you to achieve the being the business owner that scales a lot. We're starting with there, and we may get into having the right team. We may even getting the team bringing resources. But let's start with your big goal is to get to $1 million a year business. However, the immediate goal, even within the next few months, is to get to $20,000 a month profit above expenses, operating costs, everything.
Yes.
So with 20K per month, What do you need to do that you're not currently doing that would bring you closer to 20K profit every month?
For my singing coaching business, since I have that membership, I know that running ads would really open up the possibility for a lot of people, for a lot of eyeballs on this and more people to come in. But then I find myself again in this loop of like, okay, there's this agency and they said they can run these ads for me for the next few months. And it's going to take about 4 months until, you know, it's actually going to be really profitable. and it's going to be 4K. So that means I would have to invest 16K in order to see any results. And I'm not in this position right now where recently having paid a lot of money to the IRS in back taxes, I'm currently not in the situation where I have like, I just have that money saved up where I could just throw it at the business. So the advertisement is really one way. And then of course, filling my mastermind group. That's another, which I would enjoy a lot.
Okay. So we'll come back to filling your mastermind group in just a moment, but let's take a look at this running ad. So you're saying one of the things that I could do to get my business to where it is generating $20,000 per month profit over all operating expenses is to run ads to the singing membership that you currently already have. But your current thought is that that would require an investment of $16,000 over the next 4 months before you'd start to see a return on that investment. Is that correct?
Yes, I have tried to run ads by myself and it was not successful at all.
Okay. So real quickly, the first question I have is, are there any other options than $4,000 a month in ads and $16,000 over 4 months before you see results? Are there any other options available to you that where you could run ads that would get you results faster?
Well, I thought about, you know, taking a course, which it's hard for me because I don't have the time bandwidth because of my children. I don't really have the time. And then I was, maybe there's a possibility to even, I don't know. The agency said that they need like 2,000 as a budget to actually run the ads and another 2,000, that's what they take to run everything, to basically have this strategy and do it all for me.
Is there any possibility? Do you think there might be any Facebook ads person on this planet that is so absolutely confident in their ability to successfully sell memberships to your program where you would literally put up the money and they would do all the ads for free except for the fact that they keep 40 to 50% of the revenue and you keep 40 to 50% of the revenue?
I never thought about this because most things that I have heard was that, you know, they have this base rate and then they do the work. And a lot of it will depend on, you know, my page and the product that I have, like the free product to get them into the initial funnel. I don't know. How would I find that person?
Well, first you'd have to actually have the awareness that such a person might exist. Because before knowing that the possibility exists, are you ever going to go look for something you don't believe is out there?
No, because if I don't know it, I'm not going to ask for it.
Exactly. So now that one of the things that I may have opened up is an opportunity for you to ask, has anybody ever heard of anything like this? By the way, I just chose that as an example. I'm going to even give you another example of something you might want to consider looking into. Is there anybody that after getting into a conversation with them, showing what your track record of success is, showing your program, you have such a high level of confidence in the value of it, they have such a high level of confidence in what you're offering and their ability to sell it, that they will actually run ads and pay for the ads and they will not charge you anything, but maybe they want 60% of everything that they bring into you. Would you be willing to give such a person 60% of every dollar that comes in?
Yeah, I mean, if it works so well and it will scale 10x versus when I'm doing nothing, then that would be worth it. Plus, the membership is, of course, passive. You know, I don't have to put in extra work, which then would make it worth it.
Exactly. So does the end result actually have to have a 10x scale? What if this person invests their own time to do all of the ads? They actually pay all of their own money to run all of the ads. and they get 60% and you get 40% from all revenue generated from their actions and activities. And what if instead of giving you a 10x result of what you're currently making in, what if they only bring you a 1.5% x, meaning that they've just taken and maybe they've almost doubled or one and a half times what you're currently making now in the revenue? Would it still be worth it? Because wouldn't it be 40% of every dollar that comes in? That's 40 cents for every dollar that you would not have had they not gone out and spent all their own money, all their own time, all their own effort and energy to create business for you that is completely passive, that requires no additional time, effort, and energy of your own.
Yeah, and that actually just gave me another thought. What if there were a person such as this, not just for running ads, but like a marketing manager who maybe isn't based on a salary, but on, like a percentage, like equity and, whatever is coming in. What about a marketing manager that I could hire even for, all parts of the business, for all the programs, because I have more than just the membership, but, I have a lot of things that are kind of passive for me, so that doesn't require extra work from me, which was kind of a direction I wanted to go with my singing coaching business. I wanted to actually remove myself a little bit more from it, so I'm not the only person always doing the coaching. Eventually getting another vocal coach involved and almost like this being a platform of vocal coaching opportunities that resonate with exactly what I teach. But it doesn't have to be me. It's really where I want to go, because I am so passionate about the new endeavor with the business coaching. Yeah, so that's how.
So what we're talking here is a position that is commission only sales. It's a fancy way of talking about this, and it's existed for centuries in the world. People make a living not because they have a salary, but they get commission. They earn money on what they produce. This has been around for a very long time. And my guess, once you become aware of the fact that this might be possible, that such a person could exist, if you went out and looked for it, maybe you might find somebody. Maybe you might find a team of commission-only salespeople who are out there that are earning a commission of whatever it is, whatever the percentage. It, by the way, the 60%, 50%, 40%, all that stuff, none of that's really what I'm trying to suggest, other than what if somebody else could actually go out and do Facebook advertising for you, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, I mean, for that, I'd be willing to give them a percentage.
Yeah.
Because that percentage is probably, that would mean I pay them after I make the money and not before I make the money, which that's actually a win-win.
Yeah.
That's good.
So there's one right action, because do you see how we went down the road? What we're going to focus on is, how do I find a bigger shovel? How do I take the right action? Now, do you see that there's a potential right action that's available to you now that was not available before this conversation started?
Yeah, definitely. I have an idea now. I wonder, I think LinkedIn has a lot of potential, which I have not been on there at all, but that's probably a good place to find people for like doing work.
Another thing that, yes, I agree. And I would also suggest that maybe you reach out to anybody and everyone that you've ever known that has been involved in business and say, hey, do you know anybody who is so excellent at sales and marketing, and maybe even specifically with Facebook ads, that they're so confident that they could get results that they'd be willing to actually run ads to a program that they believe in at no cost, but where they earn a commission on everything that they sell? And just ask my guess, Freya, is that at least 100 entrepreneurs. Is that fair to say?
Yes, probably.
And if you were to ask 100 entrepreneurs my guess is that at least 4 or 5 of them will begin to actually at least put you in touch with somebody who they think might have this. And the closer you get to that, those people may then know 4 or 5 people who actually are the person that you're looking for.
Yep.
On top of searching on LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Matter of fact, I might even do a Google search for commission-only Facebook ads expert. The thought just occurred to me. I'm going to go Google this right now. So let me do commission-only Facebook ads. Let's see. Here we go. Stop wasting money. Okay, that's spun. Let's get out of the sponsored stuff. Isaac Matthews, commission-based Facebook ads service. Isaac Matthews post. That's the very first thing ago.
See, I had never even thought about that. Because, you know, when you have a business, you get tons of emails. I know you get them about, let me do this for you. And, you know, the agencies, of course, they're quite expensive. But a solopreneur who does that on commission basis only, different story. And never had it on my radar. And see, as you just proved with your Google search, it does exist.
Let me read this to you. It says here, commission-based Facebook ad service. I recently started running Facebook ads for clients at a 100% commission basis. Here's how it works. You pay Facebook to run the ads, but you don't pay us anything unless we're actually making you money. We get paid out of the profits. So if you are not making any money, we don't make any money either. Traditionally, the business takes all of the risk and the agency takes zero risk. Pay us $2,000 for 3 months and maybe we'll get some sales/leads for you. The majority of the time, it doesn't work, which is why most agencies only keep their clients for 3 to 4 months. This new model turns the old model on its head. Risk is shared. We risk our time and expertise, and the business risks their ad spend. We are no longer agency and client. We're partners who share in each other's success. If you're interested in working with us, let us know. Click here to see the case studies. GrowingPainsMarketing.com. By the way, this is no endorsement of them. I've never heard of this before, but I just wanted to throw it out there. That was the first thing that came up just as of the thought of this.
Okay.
And do you think that there's any possibility this is the first guy who's ever thought of this?
No, there are others for sure. And of course, they compete even with each other. So yeah, definitely. So I will definitely be doing a search. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So let's see here. You also mentioned filling your mastermind. What are you doing in that realm? How many people do you need to have to get to 20K a month profit in your business?
Well, between my business, you know, my singing coaching business and the new one, I would like to have 10 women in there.
Okay, so 10 women paying how much?
$1,000 a month.
Okay. All right. And what is the cost? What are the expenditures or operating expenses of running a mastermind group?
Minimal, very minimal. I already pay for Zoom. I actually already pay for all the tools. Even with that new business, I already pay for most of those tools for my other business. And a lot of them I can use without adding more expenses. So it's actually worth it. It's totally worth it to have two businesses and then you could just ride on the back of everything that you already have. Like Kajabi, everything was already there.
I've been facilitating paid mastermind groups all the way back to 2012. And you know, because you're currently in one of my paid mastermind groups, you know that people pay $1,000 a month because you currently pay $1,000 a month to be in my mastermind group. So the interesting thing that I'm hearing here is that there are zero additional operating costs. There is no expenses outside of what you've already invested in software and tools. And so if you had 10 women paying $1,000 a month, that's $10,000 absolute pure profit. Now, assuming that your other side of the business is not running at a net loss.
It's not.
Okay. So there's two different things to think of here. One is go all in on anything and everything it would take to put 10 women into one mastermind group at $1,000 a piece. My guess is that you're probably thinking of meeting on either a weekly or twice a month basis.
Yeah, weekly.
Okay. For 60 minutes to an hour, maybe?
90 minutes. Yeah.
90 minutes. Okay. So let's just, when I left my career as the podcast answer man, and I said, I want to be known as the mindset answer man. I want to help people with business strategy and mindset coaching. So when I did that, I said, I want to make at least $20,000 a month. And ideal, I'm a solopreneur. I like to keep my profit margins and operating costs. I like to keep my profit margins high and my operating costs low. So for me, I'm like, what if I created paid mastermind groups? And what if I actually created two groups with 10 people each? And within 90 days, I had two mastermind groups each week. One was for full-time self-employed business owners. The other one was for people who have a day job but plan to be full-time self-employed business owners within 12 to 18 months. Those were the two different affinity groups of the two different groups that I hosted. And within 90 days, I had 12 people in each group. So I was actually generating $24,000 a month within 90 days of setting that goal.
Nice. Very nice.
So, Freya, what would it take for you? What actions do you know you need to take to go and fill a mastermind group, or at least your first one, with 10, is it female single mom entrepreneurs?
Yes, and it's female single mompreneurs who already have a business, because those are the ones who are going to have that money to invest also, because you want to make it grow. And I really want... Even myself, I want to be surrounded by those women and support each other. Yeah.
Okay. So what actions do you know you need to go take, let's just say within the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks, on a consistent, ongoing basis, what actions do you know you need to take?
See, that's one that, which was part of the reason why I had these hangups about even starting this whole project, is like, I don't know, how am I finding my audience? And now this is a very specific niche. And I haven't really found anything like it. There are a lot of women who are, you know, who have groups for women entrepreneurs, but I haven't found anything that was for single moms and successful entrepreneurs. And so I'm not sure right now. What I'm doing right now is I am lining up podcasts where I can be a guest, and also other podcast guests who are going to be on my podcast, so that I start having more connections to that world. And I'm starting to build my email list. I have a free guide that someone can download as soon as I launch. And I have a waiting list for the mastermind, because I want to see the validation. And as soon as someone gets on the waiting list, I'm going to talk to them personally. We're going to have a meeting, and then, you know, see what's going on in their life. So that's what I'm doing right now. I don't know what else I could be doing to find these women.
Okay. So you said that you're already working it out to where you're being a guest on other people's podcasts. I assume that those podcasts are targeted towards entrepreneurs and business owners. Is that accurate?
Yes. I look for female, you know, women entrepreneurs or mom entrepreneurs. There probably might be some single ones in there.
Okay. Do you think it's fair to say that you could expand your search potentially to just an overall entrepreneur, personal, professional development podcast? Because there might also be the same number or percentage of single mom entrepreneurs in that community as well?
Yes. And my team right now, they're like kind of collecting. They're looking like what podcasts are out there. And I told them, like, think outside the box. You know, sometimes it might not even have to be the entrepreneurial podcast. It could, you know, sometimes it might be something even like women's health related or something, but outside the box.
Okay. So wait, say that again, outside the box.
Well,
why is that important? Why is outside of the box important to you?
Well, sometimes, you know, in the beginning, of course, they, you know, I would think, okay, I want to talk to single moms, entrepreneurs. But like you said already, outside the box already means you could be a guest on like an entrepreneur show that is a man. But there are also single mom entrepreneurs listening to that. There's a percentage. That's what I mean.
So you're giving you're giving your team the instructions, think outside of the box of single mom entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Where might anyone, there is a percentage of these women who listen to specific podcasts. I listen to the Model Health show because it's amazing, but it's relevant for me also.
So can I give you, is it safe to say that you probably, you know, and at some level are an acquaintance with at least 50 single mom entrepreneurs?
I don't know. I think I know for sure. I know probably 5 that I'm aware of. Maybe I'm not even aware.
Who are the 5?
So Anna-Sophie and Michelle. Anna-Sophie's boss. That turned out to be that she is also a single mom. Possibly someone I knew from before a mastermind. Not sure where she is, but she was in the process of maybe having to be single mom. I don't know who else.
Great. So one of the things that I would do is I would encourage you to maybe start to send out an email, maybe put out a call to action in some of your YouTube content and say, hey, I'm looking for anyone at the end of your content. You might just put a little call to action. I've got a special project that I'm doing. And I want to hear the stories of single mom entrepreneurs who have overcome a lot of challenges to build something that's meaningful and fulfilling in their life as a single mom entrepreneur. If you are someone like that, or you know a single mom entrepreneur, please email me, put this in the subject line. I can't wait to hear from you. That's one thing you could do, yes?
Yes, and I did plan actually to send out an email to my list, which is like 10,000 people on my list, to just, you know, put it out there that this is something I'm actually doing, even for my, you know, when I launch my podcast next week. And by the time this airs, my podcast will have launched.
So you have a 10,000 person mailing list, and you have how many people who are subscribed to your YouTube channel?
260,000 currently.
So you got 260,000. Do you think that there's a potential that out of 260,000, that 0.5% or 0.05% are single mom entrepreneurs?
Yes. Now I just need them to watch the video. Because of course, not everyone watches the video.
What could you do to capture the attention of that audience with your YouTube content that's on brand for that YouTube channel? But how can you curate the topic and the title in such a way that those people who maybe are single mom entrepreneurs who are subscribers to your content, they haven't watched a net video in quite some time because they're busy with other things, but all of a sudden they're still subscribed, and one day they see this video, this thumbnail, this topic, and they're like, oh, I gotta watch that.
Well, I did videos before when I was pregnant with the twins. I did a couple of videos about how to sing when you're pregnant and how pregnancy can help you with labor. And I could do a video where I talk specifically about, you know, how to find time as a single mom to practice singing, which is, you know, has a lot to do also with finding time as an entrepreneur when you're a single mom. And so, I could do a video like that. And it doesn't matter if not a lot of people watch it, because I really only want those people who feel like I'm talking about them to watch it, really.
Excellent. So now, with you being a guest on podcasts and you've got your own mailing list and you've got your own YouTube channel, looks like you could very easily reach at least 300,000 people, where of the 300,000 people, within the next 30 days, you could reach 300,000 people, where of the 300,000 people, at least 100 of them would be your exact ideal audience. Does that feel about right?
Yeah, I mean, like between my mailing list and my YouTube channel and my other YouTube channel and my podcast and my social media, Facebook, which I have like about 10,000 people following my page. But we know Facebook pages aren't. But I have a group with about more than 5,000. But I could probably post something all across. And, you know, and there might be, even if it's just one person actually replying in some shape, way, or form. But at least I'm putting it out there. Of course, no one's going to know if I don't put it out there. It's all about them knowing. And I want to rephrase what I said earlier. It's not about me finding them. It's really about them finding me, because I know, I feel like I looked for this, you know, a few years ago. I was looking for this. Like, where is a group that really knows what I'm going through? Where is this group of single moms who have been doing it all on their own and they're growing their business? Like, I always felt like I was the outsider, because it's like, I don't have that husband who can, like, I can just at time XYZ when he's home at night, I can't just go a couple hours and work or have an interview. Like, I have to do this all on my own. And so I was looking for that. And I'm sure there are many women out there who are in that same situation, who are just looking for that. And I want them to find that.
Yeah. And with what you've already got planned to do, you say it's fair to say you feel pretty good that there's at least 100 people out there that you would reach who are your exact ideal audience. And how does it feel to know that out of the 100, you only need 10 of them to join your mastermind group?
Yeah, for me, it's really all about seeing it. This could be the reality. Sometimes, you know, I know I have a lot of followers on YouTube, but then sometimes I'm discouraged because I'm like, I don't know. You know, we have this block where we feel we're not allowed.
Wait. Who has the block?
I have the block. I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one because I hear this frequently. But I have this block frequently where I feel like this isn't what I'm supposed to talk about. This is not what people want me to do. And I do know deep inside that in order to, you know, you have to just be truly yourself. And I want to be truly myself. And if I am going to be authentically myself, I am going to talk about these things because it's what I'm passionate about. Even to my singing audience, you know, I talked about being pregnant with twins. So, I mean, anyone could care less, right? If they're just watching, like, I just want a singing tutorial. But there were those who actually connected because of that, because they were like, oh my goodness, you are so amazing. And then once one of the twins was on the video on a live stream and they're like, that is so precious. And ever since then, they felt like they were like my biggest fan because of just that. So I have to remember that there are those people who maybe even just become the hugest fan just because I'm that single mom entrepreneur who is pivoting out, who dares to do this.
Yeah. And the other thing that you could tell yourself is that it's not essential for you to go to your YouTube channel with 260,000 subscribers and completely shift what you're focused on bringing to them. But instead, if you do an average of 4, 6, 8, 10 videos a month, it's totally cool if one of them per month is related to something about being a single mom entrepreneur, running a YouTube channel, and being a vocal coach, and giving a little call to action to other content that is consistently on that topic.
Yeah. You know, like leading to my podcast, I think it's okay to just to have at the end of a video, just to talk about, by the way, this is also something I'm doing. If you are someone who is interested in this topic, head over and take a look at my podcast or the website where everything can be found.
So earlier we talked about that one of the ways you could find sales only commission or commission only salespeople was reaching out to at least 100 people that you know that are entrepreneurs and ask them if they have ever heard of anybody who does, you know, these kinds of ad situations on commission only. That same group of people, let's just say if you were to reach out to all 100 of them within the next 90 days, okay? And let's just, do you think it's safe to say that at least 20 of the 100 will at least reply to you, yes or no, I do or don't know someone?
Yeah.
That 20 out of 100 would reply to you?
Yeah.
And if, just imagine this, let's just say, conservatively, 20 out of the 100 entrepreneurs that you asked about commission-only salespeople, imagine 20 of them reply to you and say yes or no or whatever, and then you hit reply and say, hey, one more question for you. Do you happen to know any entrepreneurs who are also single moms? I'm looking for guests for my podcast. Now, out of those 20 people who have already responded to you once, do you think it's possible that every single one of them know at least one or more single mom entrepreneurs? And do you think that maybe 100% of those 20 people will probably hit reply and give you a list?
I don't know.
Tell me where you feel resistance in what I just stated.
What I'm thinking is just the fact that I am willing to, I think that's a good point, just to ask everyone, do you know of any single mom entrepreneurs, because I'm looking for guests. I think that is a really good way to approach this, to find out, do they know anyone? Because to be a guest on my podcast, you would have to have some success, right? You have to have something to show. You can't just be like, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, but I just got started like a week ago. You're going to be the established, which that is my ideal audience. It's the established entrepreneur. And so that, I don't know how many people will reply, but just that approach, I feel good about that approach.
I love that you feel good about that approach, but I want you to think about this. Initially, you reached out to 100 entrepreneurs and asked them if they knew anybody about that has ever done anything with sales-only commission or commission-only sales. So remember, you initially reached out to 100 people within 90 days. Only 20 replied. Of the 20, you're only asking these 20 people, do you know a single female entrepreneur? My suggestion is that those 20 people, all of them probably know at least one, and as many as maybe 10, 15, or 20. And my guess is that all 20, 100% of those people who have already replied to you once will reply a second time and give you a list, even if it's only 1 to 5.
I feel like they're going to reply even if it's, no, I don't know anyone.
Exactly.
I don't know how many they will know, but I know that if they've replied once, they probably will reply to my second question.
So here's the interesting thing. I can't think in my mind of anybody who is an entrepreneur who's out there doing it, been doing it for several years, that doesn't know at least one female single entrepreneur.
Maybe they know the same one. Maybe 20 of them know the same one.
I would definitely want that person in my mastermind.
Yeah, that's true. Then, yeah, if it's a person who's bigger, who is well known, then I definitely want that person on my podcast.
Can you connect with the potential that those 20 people could lead you to a list of 30 to 50?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm thinking about if they all are to where they have been to conferences and they have been in the space for a while, probably if they've come across someone. Just someone popped in my mind who's also, oh, she's not a mom. But she's single, but she's an entrepreneur, but she's not a mom yet that I know of. But they're probably more than I think there may be. And it's something a lot of times we don't really put it out there. A lot of people probably don't know I'm single, you know, because I don't, it's not in my singing coaching. It's not anything I put out there because it's not important. It's not relevant.
Yeah, but the entrepreneurs who know you for your entrepreneurship know that you're single and that you're a mom.
Yeah. Because it is relevant for that.
Yes. I want to play with your thinking for just a minute.
Okay.
I would encourage you not to limit or filter your request, do you know any single female entrepreneurs, by saying who have reached a certain level of success in your request to the entrepreneurs to who know each other. While they may not be, you may get a list of five female entrepreneurs and four of the five definitely are not a good fit for your mastermind group, and you may not want to interview them for your podcast because they're not in a position to have a lot of value to add from their experience in the process and all this other stuff. But those other four, guess what they probably all have? A list of at least 10 to 15 to 20 other female single mom entrepreneurs that they follow or that they know. Do you see how it would be valuable to get those people, regardless, even if you're not going to interview them on your podcast, but to know that they exist out in the world and that they're aspiring female entrepreneurs as single moms?
Well, and yes, making the point also that the mastermind group may be for the most advanced single mom entrepreneurs, but I also want to be there for, you know, in some form for those who are not quite there, but who will be there after taking more action and having more training, which I also want to provide in other, you know, maybe more like a video course.
Or through, or as an audience of your podcast.
Yes, of course. I mean, yes, definitely. I mean, I've been listening to podcasts, business podcasts. When I started, I made no money from what I did online yet. I just, you know, I started listening. But now, Entrepreneurs on Fire. I listened to that like years ago when I started. And now I was a guest on it, which I never thought I would, because I'm like, oh, these huge people who have all this success. But see, I was maybe not that person in the beginning, but I am that person who is in the six-figure club now.
Yeah. The other thing that I want to just push back on a little bit that I heard earlier is that you're, I understand what your vision is for the mastermind group that you're currently considering, but that you had said something, because you said one of the reasons why I'm going after the more successful, the ones who have experienced the success, they've kind of figured out, they failed along the way, but they're seeing some consistent financial margin in their life, because those will be the ones who can afford to pay. And if I could just challenge that thinking, because it sounds to me like that thinking is that if somebody who is an aspiring single mom, female entrepreneur, that somehow there's an immediate thought that maybe they're not able to afford $1,000 a month. And I just want you to know that the Next Level Mastermind from November 2017 through November 2023 generated over $1 million in revenue. Half of that were of people who were aspiring entrepreneurs who had not yet figured out their business model, who had not yet figured out how to break over $2,000 or $3,000 a month. But but I can tell you right now, there's at least 30 of them that were a part of what was known as the PM group of the Next Level Mastermind. 30 of them who paid $1,000 a month. And most of them were in the group for 2.5 years or more.
Well, that's true, because they may be in a corporate job or something like that. And they may make a lot of money, but they hate what they do.
There's a lot of them who are single moms and who have inheritances that they got. I'm just telling you, Friday, there's a lot of ways people can be resourceful when what you offer, they have a belief it's going to be a key to helping them get what they want.
I mean, yeah, just thinking of myself, you know, I mean, I went out in faith many times and spent a lot of money.
they have an ex-husband maybe who has lots of money, and maybe they split I can't think of the word, but they're amicably, that's it. And yet the husband says, listen, you know what? I'd love to see you succeed in your business. And you know what? I'm thrilled that you found somebody who can be a mentor in this group of other female entrepreneurs who understand what you're dealing with. Why don't I pay for your membership for the next year? How much is it? Sure. I wire $12,000 to you today.
I didn't have that husband, and I still found a way to pay for mastermind groups and really expensive training. I mean, it's all a matter of like, how bad do you want it? You will find a way. It's that story, you know, like if your child needed dad surgery and it would be $100,000, would you find the way to get the money? Yes, sure.
Yeah. I just wanted to expand the way that you're seeing that. Not that I'm suggesting that you lower the standards of what the affinity group is. There's a lot of value with having an affinity group of people who are at a similar level and who are looking to bounce ideas off of this. But it may also be valuable. Maybe one day you launch a second mastermind group specifically for this group of people, but who are also equally as committed to paying $12,000 a year.
Well, one thing that I'm not anxious about it, but that's why I feel like when I have that level of profit, it's all possible. It's like, you know, what if it works out? And I want to do this very soon, you know, to have another attempt at embryo adoption and have my baby number 4. In order to keep all the businesses running, I definitely, we need help, you know? And like last time after the twins, it was, no one was there for me. It was really hard because, you know, basically I didn't have time to make food. I didn't have time to eat.
But if you had $20,000 in extra profit, it would allow you to hire that support that you desire.
Yeah, I would need someone to be here like for the first few months all the time, to cook for us, to clean for us, and to be my mom, basically, almost like my mom, which she has a business still, and she is almost 80 years old, and which is great, but she's not here. She's 3 hours from us. But I would feel so much more relaxed when that level of revenue or profit is there. Because I will need all the help. Also in the States for my LLC, I really want to get an assistant before I go there, before I move, because that person is going to help me put a lot of things in place as long as I'm not there in person. And she can take care of a lot of things for me. And I want her to be there in person also, like locally, because I have missed actually having someone there to work with.
So Freya, we only had an hour for this session today because we wanted to fit within the format of your podcast. And because of that, we chose not to go down the route the path of how do I get rid of this feeling that I'm always lagging behind. It's something you and I can address at some point in the future in our ongoing relationship. However, we chose to go down the route of how can I find the bigger shovel to get to this treasure that's just below the surface. What are the right actions? Do you feel that you got what you desired from that path in this conversation?
Yes, I have a lot of clarity about specific action steps that I can take now. And I love taking action. I'm an action taker. And it's like, there's nothing worse than being in front of the mountain. It's like, how am I? What action? I know what action to take. I'm going to look up that person, commission only advertising, and I'd be happy to even pay for some of the advertising as long as I'm seeing the results. And then also for my mastermind group, reaching out to everyone I know, potentially to find more of my tribe and to build that tribe. And I want to build that tribe, not just because of the revenue, but because I just love this. I'm passionate.
Yeah. And I would encourage you as get engaged in as many of those conversations as quickly as possible. Begin to share with them the vision. Tell them about your own experience in a mastermind group. Invite them in to begin with you. Even if with the first person, I encourage you to start that group with just you and that person, even if it's for the first 6 weeks, like I started with my first group in the Next Level Mastermind. Yeah. But then I quickly added the second and then the third and then the fourth all the way up until I finally had to stop at 12.
Yeah, and I was among the first. I remember that.
Yes, I do. I remember that as well. So Freya, it has been a pleasure. It's always an honor to be of service to you as your coach. And I am super excited about your new podcast. And I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to find those 10 women to be a part of this single mom entrepreneur mastermind group. And they're finally going to be able to have an entire group of people who understand not only the risks that are associated with the business, but also how you balance it with being a single mom. I think it's incredible that you're going to create this. Well, there you go. That was my coaching conversation with Freya Casey. There are a couple of things that I'm going to share with you as far as the insights that came out of that coaching session. But before I share with you the breakdown of what I witnessed that came out of it, I want to share a couple of things about Freya. First and foremost, if you happen to be a female entrepreneur who is also a single mom, I would encourage you to check out her brand new podcast that is launching next week as I'm actually recording this. I'm recording this on Friday, March 8th, 2024. And in the next week, she's going to launch the Single Mom CEO podcast. You can go right now to thesinglemomceo.com. And she already has a place where you can sign up for information to join the wait list to be potentially considered for her Single Mom CEO Mastermind. Also, on her website at thesinglemomceo.com, you can download a document here. It says download your 6 strategies to build a 6-figure business while raising kids. So that is available to you right now. And depending on when you're listening to this, you will also see promoted on that website the Single Mom CEO podcast, where this conversation should be episode number 3. Go check it out, thesinglemomceo.com. Tell Freya that you heard about her here on the Cliff Ravenscraft Show. Now, before I wrap up, I want to share with you just a list of some of the insights that I think that came out of this. First, Freya came into our coaching conversation expressing a desire to fulfill many big dreams in her life. As a single mom entrepreneur, she is feeling held back by a lack of time and resources. She also expressed that she's feeling that she has this tendency, at least in her mind, to be this late bloomer in many aspects and areas. Now, given the fact that we had 1 hour in our conversation, she did express a desire to kind of uncover why that is and how is it that I can get out of feeling this way. And when presented the option to go down that path with our hour, she says, okay, that's not as important to me as what I really want. And what she chose in our conversation was that she wanted a path that would give her logical actions to get to her immediate goal of $20,000 per month in profit within the next several months. So here's what we figured out. Number one, we identified that she has a vision overall to scale her business up, to have a great team, and to reach $1 million of annual revenue in her business. She expressed that one of the actions that she knows that she could take, that she believes could help her get there, is running ads for her existing membership program. The issue, however, is that she was under the impression that her only option, or that her options are limited at all. And the plan that she had in her mind was, hey, there's this marketing expert. They charge $2,000 a month for the time, effort, and energy of running the ads and getting it all set up and ironing out all the details. And then they also require a minimum of $2,000 in ad spend with the expectation that it could be 4 months before there's any return on investment. So $16,000 without really return on investment. This completely knocks out the idea that that's going to help her to get to the $20,000 per month within the next 3 to 4 months. So with that, what we did is we began to explore, is that our only option? And as a result of our exploration, she then discovered the opportunity to do 2 different methods. One, commission-only expert who gets paid solely based upon the sales generated by their efforts. You're still paying for the ad, but with this approach, you're like partners and you both have the same end goal and the same interest in mind, which is increased sales. You both benefit when sales come in, so it's even further motivating. And then the second option, if you could find an incredibly confident marketing expert who absolutely has full faith and confidence in your product or membership or whatever it is that you're selling, if they have a strong level of belief in who you are, what you offer, and their ability to market it, you may find somebody who not only works on a commission-only basis, but who is also willing to say, you know what, if you'll just let me run ads and give me this commission, I'll pay for my own ads. So I love when we can find other options that you're not currently perceiving that are available to you. One of the things that I love is we instantly did a Google search and immediately found somebody who is marketing this exact approach. And then finally, out of our conversation, she mentioned the idea of launching her profitable paid mastermind group for single mom entrepreneurs. She could charge $1,000 a month, having 10 members, keeping the cost low, and she's in fact got everything she already needs for it. It would be pure profit. This is something she could definitely get to at least another $10,000. And if she launched a second group, maybe even to the full $20,000 in just this one direction alone. Now, of course, we also focused on how she could potentially reach her target audience and explored ideas that weren't immediately seen as possibilities before. This is what I love about coaching, is helping people get clear on exactly what is it that you want to achieve, what is it that you have in your mind that you already know how to do, are there any beliefs or thoughts that you currently hold that keep you from actually taking those actions or seeing them as possible? And is there anything else that we can kind of mastermind together about here in our conversation about other options and opportunities? If you would like to have a coaching session with me and you're a full-time self-employed business owner and you've already experienced a lot of success in your business, but you would like to have a conversation where maybe you discuss things like, hey, I need to pivot some things here, or you know what, I'm far more financially successful than I ever dreamed possible, but I'm just not experiencing the kind of joy in my life or fulfillment or satisfaction that I thought I would get. Here I thought when I get to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month in profit, I thought my life would be great. I thought I'd finally have peace, but I'm still stressed out. I'm still overwhelmed. I'm still not experiencing what I most want to experience in this world. If that sounds familiar to you and you're full-time self-employed, I would love to offer you a full-blown 90-minute one-on-one complimentary coaching experience with me. No strings attached, no expectation, no obligation that you'll ever become a paid client, and we won't even publish it on the internet. It won't be a podcast episode. It won't be a YouTube channel video for me. It will be private, confidential, one-on-one, 90-minute session just between you and me, helping you see things that are not currently in your perception. There is an infinite world of possibilities that exist for you, and I'd love to help you see more of that. If you are interested, all you need to do is this. Head over to your email app of choice. Type in Cliff at cliffravenscraft.com. In the subject line, put free coaching session, and then tell me anything you want in that email, and I will respond. Until next time, my friends, I encourage you to take everything you do to the next level. Mindset Answer Man.